Involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
From the KFNX Flutterbug Weather Center for tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 44. Friday will wrap up the week with a sunny day at a high of 66. Friday night looks partly cloudy with a low of 45. There's a slight chance of an afternoon shower on Saturday. Today, mostly sunny, our high 67. Have a mostly sunny Sunday, again, our high 67. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Flutterbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 56 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Do you get tired of being right? I'm tired of being right, and I'm tired of people not listening to us be right. We are correct. Sometimes it's a burden to constantly be so completely correct on so many things.
Dana Lesh, afternoons at 12 p.m., Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Want to reduce gas bloating and acid reflux? Switch up your grocery shopping because certain foods can affect your health just like prescription meds. I'll have a list. Join me, Connie Salica, Sunday nights at 9 on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
Song America and Happy New Year again. America is in a very desperate hour and straits tonight as the sun fades over the countryside. It's a dark and very cold night descending upon the nation. President Trump has spoken to the country and is our commander in chief who we support. Damn the torpedoes, my fellow Americans, and full speed ahead. Now the German will speak to the nation. As Trump spoke, the Marxist Democrats are trying to destabilize the nation, and fear is their tool. We know that in the future that asymmetrical warfare is coming, and we must get prepared for the coming fallout, the system failure and breakdown, because the Democrats have promised you to your face, America, that they will take you down brick by brick if you do not do their bidding. The two main political parties in America cannot coexist anymore. They do not have the same worldview or even an idea of country and nation, and you will have to take a stand. Now, President Trump was at the border today, and it goes like this.
We can continue to see an influx of people, as you described, as humanitarian crisis. Yesterday, we had 450 apprehensions, Mr. President. Out of that, 133.
So yesterday alone, you're
450. Out of that, 133 from countries other than the Central American countries in Mexico, India. We apprehended some Pakistanis. We ended some folks from Romania.
How many Pakistanis?
Two yesterday.
Chief, can I get you to make that point? Because it's not just Central America and Mexico. People from all over the world
Yes, sir.
Exploit the vulnerabilities in our border.
Perhaps you you could tell them exactly.
How many different countries?
So far this sector has apprehended folks from 41 different countries. Just yesterday, we apprehended 133 people from countries other than Central America and Mexico. That includes individuals from India, Pakistan, China, Romania, Ecuador, Nicaragua, on and on and on. And so I know we keep talking about the family units and unaccompanied children, and that makes up about typically about 60-70%. We've seen a change over the last couple of weeks where that number is less than 50% of the apprehensions we make here in South Texas. So South Texas continues to lead the country in apprehensions as well as marijuana seizures in between the ports of entry. And so CBP and DHS are committed to both our border security mission as well as our humanitarian mission. Mr. President, Senators, we couldn't do it without your support. We really appreciate you coming down here. It means an awful lot to the men and women of DHS, CBP, the Border Patrol, our local law enforcement community. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, sir. So they apprehended people from the Middle East, and they do it all the time. You know, everybody says, well, where are they from? We're not talking about only Mexico. All over the world they come in because it's a weak spot. They make it strong, but the laws have to be strong, and we need security. We need the kind of backup that you want. And they've asked, by the way, we have lists of things. What they need more than anything is the barrier, the wall. Call it whatever you want. Whether it's steel or concrete, you don't care. We need a barrier. And they have done a fantastic job. Never so many apprehensions ever in our history. But, you know, it could be a lot easier. It could be a lot easier for you. And you could spread your people out to a lot of different areas, which would also be very helpful.
Yeah, Mr. President, we have 55 miles of fencing in this sector. We started a job in 2006. We need to finish that job. We've got the personnel. We need the technology. We need the resources. We need the infrastructure in order to control this border and manage it. Part of our area is covered with some fencing on our east side. That accounts for about 6% of our traffic. Where we have no fencing, over 90% of our traffic occurs in those areas.
Okay, folks? I mean, you don't have to say any more. That's it. That's it.
That was just yesterday. Over 40 countries of illegal aliens from those countries have come through our border in Texas alone. Folks, the border is very important in our security as a nation. Now, just know this, that President Trump is simply a political pause, in my view, in the larger trend of the Democrat plan for a socialist Marxist America pitted against you and your family. What you heard was President Trump talking to the border chief there in Texas. You haven't heard that anywhere else in the media, have you? Or on any other talk shows? Folks, you are going to be targeted and hunted down in the new America as the Democrats continue to wage their war against all men in America. The militant left has traded the patriarchy for the militant female Democrat matriarchy in this nation. Now, next week, we're going to have a special VIP guest. We will talk again more about the war on men in America. Trump is the man in America today. We need that border. Now, this is our disclaimer tonight. If you are easily offended, this show is not for you. If you are that kind of person, do yourself and everyone a favor and turn the dial now. Your favorite Rhino talk show host or FM computer music station. On every Von Wehunt episode, be sure to wear your crash helmet and be literally ready for anything at any given moment. Wear your Kevlar vest as we take rapid fire calls from my fanatical fans and loyal weaponized listeners who are the backbone of America. My KFNX listeners are all over the nation and world. You are my Germanic wolves and the armies of the Von Wehunt Western Front. You are involved in the struggle and the battle for America's soul every day in the nation. We will both fight on and never falter or fail. We must prevail. For the prayers of a grateful nation and America are with us tonight and every night. My friends, this is Von Wehunt. Though we wish for peace and security in our world, we must prepare for war. For that is what the Democrats are stoking. They are pushing, along with the Bolshevik media, civil war in America. We don't want that. But they do with their militant groups. They keep pressing your buttons. And the border is a big part of it. They want to flood America with millions of people. Mongrels from all third world nations to come in here. We do not need more people in America that have no skill set, no job, and a bleak future. Even our city is filled with them all over Phoenix. We have enough homeless and enough unemployed. Thank you. So tonight, we will start the show in Radio Free Western America. We are the front and the real country.
The federal government announced it will declare bankruptcy in the next 90 days.
Flags continue to be flown at half mast.
The catering industry has significantly deteriorated by the enveloping global recession.
Sold and sustained an ultimately disastrous war.
Von Wehhan Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehhan is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehhan will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehhan is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehhan, the barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Last year, the Treasury Department says that there was more millionaires and more billionaires made in the United States than in the entire history of our country put together.
The Fly Mackey Show, every Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
There are lots of good reasons to take a good quality multivitamin. Even the best eating plans can fall short of meeting all of the necessary nutrients you need each day. Emerald Laboratories offers different multivitamin formulas with specialty men's, women's, and prenatal formulas to meet individual needs. Each formula contains coenzyme activated forms of B2, B6, and folic acid. Albion Minerals, the gold standard in mineral chelates. Vitamin K as MK7. And full spectrum mix tocopherols, tocotrienols, and carotenoids. Folic acid is one of the standout nutrients in these formulas. 46% of the U.S. population does not process folic acid properly, putting them at greater risk for premature heart attack and stroke, depression, and even schizophrenia. Taking a once-daily multivitamin is an easy way to fill in small nutritional gaps. Learn more about Emerald Laboratories' science-based multivitamin formulas by going to ultralaboratories.com. That's ultralaboratories.com.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m.
There's some things to learn from the discussion, which is to constantly be trying to improve or grow what it is you do in your portfolio and not just continue to replicate what it is you figured out how to do. I decided that what I needed to do was just continue trying to buy more and more partnerships.
The Del Walmsley Show, weekdays at 2 p.m. Everything you need to know about finance and real estate. For more information, MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com. MyPassiveIncomeSystem.com.
Matchmaker Communications 101 presents The Young Reporters. When you're on The Young Reporters, be prepared to talk about things you never expected. Amazing young reporters with amazing guests. So join us in the classroom every Saturday, 6 a.m.
And now, we return to the Von Wehhunt Show, featuring Von Wehhunt, the Barbarian.
Now, in my monologue, that was a Celtic war ballad I'm sure you all can appreciate, and I am your Germanic warlord. What the Wehhunt Show is and is not. We are not a real estate show, though we do like real estate as an investment and a place to live, of course. We are not a psychic show or a healing show, though we love to be healed, we love great health, and we have a few really cool psychics who do call into the show from time to time. We are not the drive time show where you are held captive inside your car and forced to listen to somebody else's show. No, we are a show that is very edgy and the tip of the spear. We are a show that you will love. We are the most powerful show in America. As your host and thought leader, Von Wehhunt, just know that I have wargamed all the scenarios in which I talk about freely, and we are ahead of even the NSA and CIA. And our great, illustrious sponsor is the Arizona Gold Exchange. Diamond, gold, coins, and guns. ArizonaGoldExchange.com. Call in each month for the free gold coin giveaway, which is this month's promo yet again. And we have Paul the Gladiator. I will get him on in a minute. But right now, just know that you are living in America.
Living in America, America, it's wunderbar. We're all living in America, America, America. We're all living.
That's what I listen to when I drive around town in my urban assault vehicle and my Panzer tank. Let's get Paul the Gladiator on from his North Valley compound and bunker to talk about the news of the day. Paul, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you doing tonight, sir?
Doing great, man. I love the clip of the southern Texas border wall.
Yeah.
I catch a woman and was able to catch that. I caught Donald Trump's conference before he took off from the White House lawn.
Mm-hmm.
And then I caught it on Fox Now when he reached Texas and got there. And it's amazing that the Democrats have the absolute blinders on their eyes and plugs in their ears because they really don't want to hear the facts that 30, 40 countries every day were catching people from non-Mexican, non-Honduras countries, including Pakistan, India. Every Middle East country is represented coming across our border every day. It's unbelievable.
Right, and that's why we had the Von Wehunt Show, because nobody has heard that anywhere but my show. And I dug that out of the archives. It was hidden by our Bolshevik media, but I, your host, I dug it out. I mined it off the internet, and there aren't too many audios of that, but I found a fantastic audio, and you're right, Paul. I mean, that guy said, look, every day, Mr. President, like you said, 41 countries we apprehended yesterday. My God, it's incredible.
It's
out of control.
Today on TV, the same thing that he said he added, and they said it today when he got to the wall, when Trump went down to the Texas wall today, that they are seizing drugs in the non-border entry ports because they're coming along just over the desert with the drugs as well. And the Democrats are like, no, they're only bringing them in cars. Like, no, it's easier to bring them over the desert. The people who want to come to America bring the drugs with them. That's their entry fee. They have to bring drugs with them. I mean, it's just logical.
The Democrats have said they're only coming to the ports of entry, airports. You heard that mantra all over the weekend. I went, that's a bunch of BS, a bunch of Bernie Sanders. They're bringing their drugs over the border on foot. You're right, Paul.
Yeah, that's what they have to bring the drugs over for the coyotes, the human traffickers, or they don't get the opportunity to cross the border. So they employ these people, they feed them and give them water and say, you have to bring drugs with you. If you get caught with the drugs, oh well. If you get through, we get the drugs and then we'll drive you to a city in America. You can start new there.
Right. That's, they got to pay them off somehow. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to pay their ticket, you know?
Right.
So,
that's their entry fee, like you said. But the mainstream media, man, they were hammering, oh, there's nothing wrong with our border. It's the airports and the ports and where the ships, BS. It's the border. It's the land, blood and soil. That's what I'm all about. I'm watching the land, baby.
Yep. So, you know, I really do believe the best attack is for Trump to say, you know what, National Guard, go down to the border. Now, Congress, now Senate, do you want to pay our National Guard to be full-service military, and we will build barracks for them there, and you'll actually pay $5 billion for that, or we can pay $5 billion for the steel wall that the Border Patrol agents want, one or the other. Pick your choice. Your choice.
It's the Schumer shutdown with facelift Pelosi, you know, leading the Democrat charge. And I love how Schumer cried and Trump pounded the table and walked out. That's what I would have done.
Right. You know, and
no wall, no deal.
And I'm going to tell you, you know, Lindsey Graham better get everybody else on board. If you cave on this, President Trump, you know, then we can't support you. We're supporting you. We want you. We're backing you. So don't give up and let's get it done. And Trump, you know, kudos to him. He's holding strong, and everybody will get paid who is not getting paid now. They'll get their back pay, but even the Border Patrol agents aren't getting paid. And look, they're serving every day. They're protecting. They're asking for that wall. They're saying, we need the wall. We have fence, and it doesn't work. They dig under the fence. They go through the fence. They climb over the fence. Fence is no good. We need a wall. Give us a wall. We can protect the country. You know, and any Democratic individual out there that wants all these people in America, if you have not watched your income slide over the last one, two, three decades, then you're not living in the same America as everybody else, or you're just willing to do with a lot less money than we all used to make.
Excellent point. And I was about to say the same thing, Paul, that the federal Democrat workers, and 99.9% of them in D.C. are Democrats. They're all Obama people, Schumer people. Look, they're getting a dose of the real economy. In the real economy, you don't get big fat pensions. The average salary there is probably $100,000. Now, a lot of them make less, but a lot of them make even more. And they get pensions and benefits, and they thought the gravy train would never end. I love it. They're getting a dose of real America and the real economy where people do get outsourced. They do, and they are getting a dose of their own medicine, in my book.
That's right. Yep, they need to feel the pain as well. And you know what? If you can't take the heat, get out. We'll get somebody in there who wants to do that job and will take the starting salary and take the pension benefits, because they can't get that a lot of other places in this country, because we have so many immigrants coming into our country willing to take $5 an hour cash under the table and take our American-born jobs for our American-born citizens.
That's right. And we have 880,000 federal workers that are going to get furloughed. My question is this: what is 880,000 federal workers doing for you, Mr. and Mrs. America, or you, Paul, or me, or the show, or the nation? They're doing nothing for us.
Nothing.
They're up there grabbing a paycheck, and they're plotting against President Trump and the American people, and they can all go to hell.
Right. You know, last time I looked over the last 20 days, the streetlight still worked.
Yes.
My bank card still worked. I was able to get cash out of the ATM. I was able to shop for food. I still drove on the highway. Everybody still drove the same direction. Nobody was driving opposite. Everything worked. I went to work. I clocked in. I clocked out. I mean, everything works hunky-dory.
That's
right. I don't
right.
need 880,000 government employees to help me live my life.
Exactly. It's a waste of taxpayer money. I say fire at least the vast majority of them will rehire, and they can reapply for their same jobs when Trump reopens the government eventually. Not on Schumer's timetable, but on our timetable. Paul, you're a great American. Thank you so much, sir. Folks, we shall return. The Von Wien Show is taking no prisoners yet again. We love you all.
Arizona's only independent voice. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. The true voice of Arizona. Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The White House has reportedly laid the groundwork for declaring a national emergency that would give President Trump the ability to build his border wall, possibly by using funds earmarked for disaster relief. Pentagon correspondent Barbara Starr.
It would be about an 18-month project, but some officials are saying they actually could begin building that high steel slat wall that they're talking about within 45 days. But there are still other complications. There are areas where potentially the federal government does not own the land. They'd have to invoke eminent domain, take that property away from private property owners. Potentially, that may take them right into court.
In Wisconsin, a teenager who's been missing since October has been found alive. 13-year-old Jamie Kloss went missing October 15th when her parents were found dead in the family's home near Barron. That's in northwest Wisconsin. Police say Kloss was located in Douglas County, Wisconsin, which borders Lake Superior. Authorities are planning a news conference Friday morning. I'm Elliot Francis.
From the KFNX Flutterbug Weather Center for tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 44. Friday will wrap up the week with a sunny day at a high of 66. Friday night looks partly cloudy with a low of 45. There's a slight chance of an afternoon shower on Saturday. The other day mostly sunny, our high 67. Have a mostly sunny Sunday, again our high 67. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Flutterbug Weather Center.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 56 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Would you like to expand your business? I'm Francis Battaglia, president of Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. KFNX is one of the most cost-effective and powerful ways to get your message out, reach potential customers, and grow your business. Advertise for only $10 per 30-second spot on top shows like Laura Ingraham and Michael Savage. Call me at 602-277-1100, extension 1463. 602-277-1100, extension 1463.
The Marcus Giovanni Show. That badly needed adult conversation and truth. Leave your politics at the door right here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX and 1100KFNX.com.
Sundays at 7 p.m.
Have brunch with me, Shoeshine Mike. Fridays from 11 to noon here on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX. Sponsored by Camelback Toyota. It's a fresh take on news, pop culture and sports, and events about the valley. The Shoeshine Mike Radio Hour. Fridays from 11 a.m. to noon. Have dessert first.
To know me is to love me. Just know that I am harsh to my enemies, but I am also fair. The militant leftists have already advised America to get ready for a borderless world, and they want to prevent President Trump from restoring America's borders and American sovereignty. Democrat leftists want no borders at all as part of their vision of an American utopia from hell. The media propaganda outlets hate free elections. They talk a big game. They hate free elections when people vote for Trump because they don't like it until they get the result that they want out of it. The militant Democrats and the media are pushing America into a civil war. They think they can nullify elections and cancel elections without any consequences to them whatsoever. This is why Second Amendment was written into our Constitution for the cancer of corrupt, egregious government and the elite mafia criminal class that wants to rule over America, over you, your family, and your neighborhood. Just think of the Von Weehunt Show as the War College of Radio. Now, this is the Von Weehunt production tonight, the infamous episode 149 of our legendary show, with a star date of 1/10/2019 of our new year. And this is the President Trump Speaks to the Nation show special tonight. Now, if you are a new caller to the show, you get to the front of the line. Never forget that. And call in, because it's the only way you can be entered into the drawing of our gold coin giveaway from Arizona Gold Exchange. Folks are at 2535 East Bell Road, North Phoenix. Call the show at 602-277-5369. Now, our command bunker has advised me. Let's get Paul on for one more minute here. Paul the Gladiator. Let's patch him through.
I'm here.
Yes, sir. Paul, what are your final thoughts to the nation and our border security?
You know, the only thing that we as American citizens can do is to implore our congressional leaders of our districts, our senators of our states, to give the country the border wall we need, fund it for $5 billion, and if we have to, we will negotiate with the Democrats for something they want in return. So we don't want to just take it all. We know how to give back some too.
Right.
And let them put something on the table, whether it's DACA, the Dreamers, we can extend them. We can actually allow them all to apply for citizenship immediately. Whatever they want as part of an immigration status that fits our current day of America, instead of pointing to the Statue of Liberty, which France made for us, we didn't want it, and pointing to the plaque at the base saying, give me your huddled masses, you're poor, you're weak. We actually, you know, those are our heritage. That's our ancestors who built the country, who were weak, they were huddled masses, and then they became strong and built the strongest country in the world, which we are the recipients of, and we now need to protect it and protect the original plan of our forefathers, who, if were alive today, were men you did not want to trifle with. They would have taken all these Democrats, put them somewhere, hidden them, they'd never be seen again, would put them in boxes, throw them over the ship in the Boston Tea Party and said, swim back to England. That's what they would have done. We can't do that nowadays. Now we're stuck with them. And we don't mind negotiating the deal. We just want, we want our country bordered and secured. Now, you give us that, we'll give you what you want.
I love it. Paul, thank you so much for calling the show tonight.
Okay, you have a good night.
You too, sir. Great comments.
Everybody.
Thank you, sir. The Von Wien Show is on steroids. We are strong, virile. My callers pack a punch. About that, great comments by Gladiator Paul. Now, the Berlin street battles in prior to World War II erupted. And in my view, they will erupt again and even cross oceans to America someday. Though we want peace and security and prosperity, we know the militant uber-leftists and communists are at war with traditional Europe and traditional America. Right now, we will fight them in the streets. If it comes to that, I assure you, we have nerves of steel. Now, about walls, they are effective. So I thought you would enjoy this for the Americans who can handle the truth.
Colonel, Lieutenant Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he? Because that's what you told Lieutenant Kendrick to do.
Object! And when it went bad, you cut these guys loose!
Your Honor, you have
marches inside a bony transport!
Your Honor, you doctored the logbook!
Damn it, Captain!
You coerced the doctor!
Consider yourself in contempt!
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth! Son, we live in a world that has walls, and those walls have to be guarded by men with guns. Who's gonna do it? You? You, Lieutenant Weinberg? I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marines. You have that luxury. You have the luxury of not knowing what I know, that Santiago's death, while tragic, probably saved lives, and my existence, while grotesque and incomprehensible to you, saves lives. You don't want the truth because deep down in places you don't talk about at parties, you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. We use words like honor, code, loyalty. We use these words as the backbone of a life spent defending something. You use them as a punchline. I have neither the time nor the inclination to explain myself to a man who rises and sleeps under the blanket of the very freedom that I provide and then questions the manner in which I provide it. I would rather you just said thank you and went on your way. Otherwise, I suggest you pick up a weapon and stand a post. Either way, I don't give a damn what you think you are entitled to.
Did you order the code red?
I did the job.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did.
Yeah, folks, pick up a weapon. Stand your post. Let's get Brett the Surfer on the show. Close out this segment. Brett, are you there tonight?
Hey, Vaughn, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Code red, yeah.
Code red. I ordered the code red. How about those apples? You damn right I did.
Oh, yeah.
We're not messing around, my friend. Great. Jack Nicholson in his element there.
Oh, yeah.
One of his best roles ever. Yes. So
things are going great, man, and I just wonder when this how long we're going to have the government shut down. You know,
I personally don't care. But it hasn't affected me. I know it has affected many Democrat workers, but look, we at some point the government will open up. But let's face facts, man. I mean, 880,000 was what has been quoted that they're being furloughed. Sure, they got mortgages to pay. Sure, I do understand. I feel your pain. To quote Bill Clinton. But look, Brett, Americans have been outsourced, laid off. We've had companies bought from underneath us. People have been fired for years. All these fat cats in D.C. and all these federal offices sit around plotting against you, trying to take more of your taxes, trying to stop your free speech, trying to stop your free assembly. And that's all they seem to do. They think of zoning laws. So you can't even open up a business. Your thoughts?
Yeah, they're like drones, you know.
They're parasites.
But I think we could come up with a solution. I mean, someone's throwing an idea around that a dollar a week. If each person put a dollar a week, sent that to Washington, we might have that money. You know, someone is throwing around that idea, and I'm like, that's a great idea.
Look, the federal workers, we know why they went into government. They thought that they were totally secure. I get it. They want the pension. They want the benefits. They want your tax dollars. I get it. But they're getting a dose of the real economy. The real economy doesn't always hum and stay open 24/7. There are upsetting things that happen to millions of Americans. So I would say, take your rifle, get in line, stop complaining. If you got to go out and get a second job, you do it. You do what you got to do for your family. That's what we have to do. I'm tired of hearing them complain. I have to leave my cushy federal job. Now I've got to be a server at Applebee's for 2 weeks because big bad Trump won't pay me. Well, blame Schumer for that. Blame Pelosi.
Yeah.
That's what we have to do when Americans get fired. They have to go out and get another job. It's called the economy.
Yeah, maybe it is.
You know?
Maybe it's a good thing.
Am I lying or what? No, that's the way it is. If you get laid off.
You're honest. You're true.
If you get fired, if you get displaced, if you get outsourced, you pick yourself up by your bootstraps, to be cliche, and you find another job. Whether it's 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, you do whatever you got to do, man. To pay the bills, an Uber driver.
If you got to get into hip hop, do it. You know
exactly. Do something. Get your cardboard sign out and take your corner somewhere in America. Beg for change from the real Americans who are working.
So true.
That's what all the other Democrats do. They get a cardboard sign. They're on every street corner in Phoenix. We've had an explosion of homeless bums. Out there on every corner.
I mean, look at that. Yeah.
Knocking on your car window. You know, they're probably ex-federal workers, half of them.
That's so true. And I just
it's so bad.
It is a dose of reality.
It is.
And maybe they can go and start their own business.
Look, we all want to live in a...
to the economy.
Right, Brett. And we all want to live in a perfect world. I get it. Nice world where nobody ever has to look for a new job, or no one ever misses the mortgage payment. But that's the utopia that the Democrats are trying to get. Now they're mad. Now they're upset. They're getting a dose of Main Street USA. This is what happens to millions of other Americans. I see their point. They don't want to be a part of that, but that's tough. That's the real economy.
Yeah. And I head out surfing. When things get tough, I go surfing.
You know? Catch a new wave, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
A new wave, man.
You catch a new wave. You get a new job. You do what you got to do. Don't go on CNN and talk to those idiots. All they want to do is milk you for tears and your emotionalism, which to them makes more ratings. You know? What are your final thoughts to America, Brett?
I just think that when you mention bootstraps, that's what these people need to do. You know, maybe they need to get out and maybe really, instead of kicking back, maybe in a plush office or doing something like that, get out there and hit the streets, you know, start grinding, you know, grinding on the phone or whatever you do, you know.
Just do something. And don't go on CNN, something. For God's sakes. I don't want to see you cry like reader. Schumer. Come on. It's like, you know, it's crazy. It's so out of control. It's literally beyond belief. You know, when
all
things happen to my friends, they don't call up the TV networks and go, can you please interview me while I cry? No, they're real men. They start a new, they get a new job. They apply. It's called Indeed.com. Sorry, you are going to get furloughed. BFD, big deal. Get used to it.
Right.
You're the one that picked the government job, not me. Nobody ever promised you it would never close. And you should already know that. Because under Obama and Clinton, the government closed many times. Under their Messiah, it closed. You know?
It sure did.
Well, Brett, thank you so much. And what's your final thoughts, sir?
Love the show, Vaughn.
Thank you, sir.
I just, God bless us. And you have a good night, Vaughn.
Hey, you too, for you and your family, man. Appreciate you.
Okay, man.
Thank you very much. Well, I thought, folks, we would you'd like to listen to this about real America.
I don't have to tell you people times are tough. You read the papers. The country's going to hell. Now you take inflation, recession, welfare. There's nothing we can do about that. But thanks to muggings, malnutrition, assassination, and disease, we got a chance to make a buck.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. We have an urgent code 3 from 20th Century Fox. Be on the lookout for Bill Cosby, Raquel Welch, and Harvey Keitel in Mother, Jugs, and Speed. An outrageous, hilarious, and sometimes alarming film.
Oh, my God.
That pays tribute to America's unsung heroes, the ambulance drivers. Those courageous and compassionate men and women who spend their days and nights driving sick people to the doctor, driving hurt people to the hospital, and driving each other crazy. Bill Cosby is Mother, the best driver in the business.
I'm the Brown Hornet. This is my swarthy Filipino sidekick, Kato.
Raquel Welch is Jugs.
Stop calling me Jugs.
A girl with tremendous ambitions.
It took me months to complete these courses. I'm just as qualified as any man.
All we gotta do is hire a woman driver, put her behind the wheel, and most people would rather bleed to death right there in the street.
Harvey Keitel is Speed.
They don't call me Speed for nothing.
Well, let's hope they don't call you Speed for everything.
You might call this a comedy.
You got a hell of a sense of humor.
You might call it a drama.
Just relax, everyone!
Or you could call it a love story. But no matter what you call it, we call it Mother, Jugs, and Speed. 10-4.
Folks, we are living in two different Americas. We have nothing to bind us together anymore in many parts of the country. The Civil War has simply been delayed, or as a soft Civil War, being implemented by the Democrat Party and the mass media. The political elite on the East Coast live in their fabricated reality behind their walls. On the West Coast, they are also delusional, with their big walls for the Hollywood fat cats and actors and political activists in the Democrat Party. They cannot really participate in a democracy rooted in reality. The left in 2016, they continue to imagine that Trump did not win the presidency. We have seen the nation get further spread apart. The militant left and the mass media are institutions and instruments of hate now. The Democrat Party is technically now a hate group inside America. Left-wing media reporters hate Trump and Trump supporters. The word hatred is always the necessary mental precursor to a civil war. Nice shower return. Thank you for being here.
The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
Thursdays at 9 p.m.
Hey there, it's Jamie with Healthy Habit Health Foods at 6029 North 7th Street in Phoenix, Arizona, your favorite place to find the best quality nutritional and wellness products for a great price, including many of those hard-to-find items. Our family and staff are committed to bringing you the best customer service and product education. We've always got something fun and exciting going on to help support you on your journey towards healthier living. So check out our website, Facebook page, weekly seminars and events, and thank you for being a part of the Healthy Habit Health Foods family.
Every day, men and women from communities across this nation serve as reserve citizen airmen.
I am proud to defend our nation.
Proud to be part of a team that helps make a difference.
I am proud to be part of something larger than me and to serve my country.
We celebrate those who have served and those who are proudly serving in the Air Force Reserve. Our mission is to fly, fight, and win. Space and cyberspace.
I am proud to protect our
to serve in the U.S. Air Force Reserve.
And now we return to the Von Wehunt Show, featuring Von Wehunt, the Barbarian.
The people of America, we're glad you're here. There's so much disinformation, first of all, and all kind of lies and hatred in the media. President Trump may not be reelected, but we hope he is. I can see it both ways or how this could play out, as I have war-gamed every possible chess move and scenario. If the Democrat wins the White House in 2020, just know they will weaponize every branch of government to go after all gun owners and the right wing in America. I've thought this out. The left is the new domestic terrorism in America. To them, achieving their political victory is justifiable by any means necessary. They have called, even at the University of Berkeley, the murder of conservative speakers and President Trump. The left will weaponize the government against the people of America. And you and your family in flyover country, Arizona, and all over the nation. Trump is simply a pause in the mental trend of Democrat, socialist, weaponized government, their supporters, their workers, and their party. Just know that to be true. Now, 2019 will be the year of the pig in Chinese astrology. Their new year starts on February 5th, 2019, the year of the pig. Very fitting for a corrupt Congress. Senate, including Schumer and Pelosi. It is traditionally the most unlucky year in the Asian calendar, with trouble and danger lurking around every corner. Similar to the previous year, and many in the year of the pig will require hard work to avoid potential pitfalls in business, socially, and everything else. This will be a year of getting ready, of prepping, of preparing yourself and your stronghold for the future, and even for future war or hardship. Be ready for any eventuality. Other news, Austria has pulled their support from the EU army. Thought you'd find that very interesting. Trump has gone down to the border to protect you, the American people. He's not messing around. People in Congress are getting a dose of Trumpism. They don't know how to handle him. But Tony Soprano will tell you the American way.
Excuse me, let me tell you something. When America opened the floodgates and let all us Italians in, what do you think they were doing it for? Because they were trying to save us from poverty? No, they did it because they needed us. They needed us to build their cities and dig their subways and to make them richer. The Carnegies and the Rockefellers, they needed worker bees, and there we were. But some of us didn't want to swarm around their hive and lose who we were. We wanted to stay Italian and preserve the things that meant something to us, honor and family and loyalty. And some of us wanted a piece of the action. Now, we weren't educated like the Americans, but we had the balls to take over. And the J.P. Morgans, they were crooks and killers too, but that was the business, right? The American way.
The American way is the Von Wien Show every Thursday night. I'm glad you're here. We will not relent. We will not fail. We will always be here for you, the American people. We are strong and virile and powerful. Our message has been broadcasted all over the universe, the nation, and Arizona tonight. I bid you all farewell. God bless you all. Grab your weapon and be ready. God bless you and good night.
The information and opinions you hear on this radio show are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KFNX, its affiliates, management, or advertisers. You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix.